Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So on one level, the tape was late. It's called Message to the American People, but we first heard it this morning. The voice of Osama bin Laden has not been verified on the tape, but in this 11-minute audio tape, Osama bin Laden describes President Barack Obama as, quote, powerless to stop the war in Afghanistan. And he says Americans' inability to grasp why the September 11th attacks occurred has cost you a lot without any result whatsoever. Quoting again the 11-minute audio tape of Osama bin Laden, but his voice has not been verified. And the other big story out of Afghanistan this morning, it began as an ambush. The U.S. Army lost five troops in Afghanistan this weekend in a wave of bombings and attacks that swept across the country in fighting with NATO forces, particularly bitter. Five troops again killed. The news comes as more members of Congress are questioning the U.S. presence in Afghanistan and particularly the notion that the Obama administration might want more troops there. Here's Carl Levin of Michigan, the Senate's top Democrat on military issues, who said over the weekend he does not support sending more troops until more Afghan forces are trained.
We need a surge of Afghan security forces, and we have not done nearly enough to put that in motion.
We welcome back Marvin Weinbaum, a scholar at the Middle East Institute and former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Marvin, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
And Howard Hart worked for the CIA for years, including several in Afghanistan during the 1980s, when you'll recall the U.S. was supporting the insurgency that fought the Russians who had invaded Afghanistan. Howard Hart, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
All right. We begin with you, Marvin. First of all, how do we assess these casualties? Is it fair to say that the Taliban has managed to maintain a military prowess that has, at least according to some in Congress, meant that the U.S. has lost the initiative on the ground against the Taliban?
Well, we lost the initiative within, the last two, three years. We have to remember that the Taliban strategy has been, from the very beginning, just to outlast us. They're on course on that, because this is precisely what is in their game plan, with additional casualties that the U.S. and others will lose heart in the mission, and that if they wait and just hang in long enough, they're going to succeed.
And it seems as though that's what Osama bin Laden is betting by describing President Barack Obama as powerless. What do you think the implication of this new audio tape is? Does it have any relevance to what's going on in Afghanistan, or is it all for domestic U.S. consumption?
Well, I think it may be for consumption in the Middle East and that region. First of all, what he's announcing is once again that I'm still around. The movement is still alive, we're not going to take the pressure off. I beyond that, I think the most significant thing is, if it's authenticated, is that, yes, and I'm still alive.
Does that constitute a seizing of the initiative? I mean, is it possible that NATO has gotten itself in a situation that simply an 11-minute audio tape is as provocative as anything NATO and U.S. forces do on the ground in Afghanistan, Marvin Weinbaum?
Well, we've made it into that. We've made Osama bin Laden, I believe, far more important than he is. There are very few analysts who suspect that he's really running a tight ship there with a command and control of what's going on. He is inspiration. He is someone who I believe is a critical figure, but only in a symbolic way.
All right, Marvin Weinbaum, hold on there. Let's listen again to Carl Levin, Democrat and chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, talking about what he believes is the most urgent task in Afghanistan right now, and that's training Afghan military forces.
We should complete the planned number of additional combat forces that are planned to go in for this year. But that what we must do, if we're going to succeed in Afghanistan, is to focus on the strength of the Afghan military forces.
Howard Hart, you had experience back in the 80s of funding the insurgency against the Soviet forces inside Afghanistan. And, of course, the Soviets were trying to get the Afghans to pick up the fight as well, and Afghan forces didn't do very well. Does the Democrat there, Carl Levin, have a misguided confidence in Afghan military forces being able to pick up the slack against the Taliban?
John, I really think he does. I got to know the Mujahideen, as we then called them, the Afghan insurgents, very well. And the shortest thing to say about them is they are indomitable. They are not going to quit. They don't tend to want to quit. When we switch to the question, as Levin suggests, of creating a very large Afghan army and a very large Afghan police force, that sounds great. But the problem is this: when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, they had a Soviet-trained Afghan army that numbered about 80,000 men. Within the first 15 months of the insurgency, meaning when we started pouring in real assistance, that army disappeared, and it went down to about 15,000 men within 15 months. They went home. Now, to think that we could raise, let's say, an Afghan army anywhere between 300,000 and 400,000 men, which is really what would be needed, is simply not possible for a number of reasons. One is their loyalties are to tribes, and they have no loyalty to a central government. To most Afghans, what's a central government? Never has been one, never will be one, in their view. So their basic fundamental loyalties are to their tribes, not to a government. And I suspect, I've heard hints that the efforts thus far to build an Afghan army and an Afghan national police have gone much more slowly than they expected or hoped NATO did, because so many have defected already.
Howard Hart, is there a certain irony here in that you worked with Bill Casey at the CIA to fund the Mujahideen? Many of the same leaders of that insurgency are behind the Taliban. If you're talking about Hekmatyar and, if not directly, Osama bin Laden, the insurgency certainly benefited from U.S. assistance back in the 80s. Are we facing that blowback directly now on the battlefield?
Well, in many ways we are. The big problem was is once the Soviets withdrew because they couldn't take the pressure put on by the insurgents, is the United States just walked away. We just left Afghanistan alone, and the end result of that was the arrival of the Taliban. It's important to note, John, that not all the insurgents are Taliban. There are a great many people who are fighting against us who have arrived at a tacit agreement, in most instances with Taliban forces, to go ahead and fight the foreigners. I mean, the fundamental issue here is there are just most Afghan tribals want all the foreigners out.
Right. Well, and let's get a final thought from Marvin Weinbaum on that point. Howard Hart was involved in funding the insurgency back in the 1980s, where we had a very different strategy, Marvin Weinbaum. What if, and some in the Congress have called for a withdrawal of troops, even George Will has called for a withdrawal of troops, would departing Afghanistan now create the same kind of conditions that produced 9/11, Marvin Weinbaum?
I believe that this is a Herculean task, obviously, but any withdrawal now is going to create conditions which are region-wide. We've unfortunately focused so strongly on just al-Qaeda. What we've got here is the very stability of the region, and unless we redefine our mission there as one which includes Pakistan and the future of Pakistan, Indian-Pakistan relations, the fact that we will be announcing to the extremist world there that we are backing off, and once again the United States is an unreliable ally. I think there would be enormous consequences if we leave. It's going to have to be
right
with some success at our back.
Well, Marvin Weinbaum, scholar at the Middle East Institute, former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan, thanks so much. Also, Howard Hart worked for the CIA for years, during several years in Afghanistan during the 1980s. Causes you to think about Osama bin Laden suggesting that Barack Obama is powerless this morning.